The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10. This is letter number 3134. Baruch Hashem, dated the 21st day of Kislev, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm confirming hereby receiving your letter from the night before Yud Aleph Kislev, the 11th of Kislev. As you requested, I will mention all those whom you write about on the Holy Tzion, resting place of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles. Especially, the Rebbe says, that these days are very auspicious days. They're days of goodwill. Talking about Yutes Kislev and Chav Kislev, the days that the Alter Rebbe was liberated from prison. So, he says, similar, the Alter Rebbe writes in the end of Igeres HaTshuva on page 100a, that those days in which you make a bracha, you make a blessing and you say God's name, Hashem Melech, so for sure, there is no doubt at all that Hashem, who made, we say, Oso Nisim Laviseinu Bayomim Hohem Ubizman Hazeh, which means that even in our times, when we say in the blessing, it sounds like He has made miracles to our fathers. In those days, that means years ago, during these times is the time of the year. But literally, what does Bizman Hazeh mean? Our times. That means in our days. That when you make a bracha and you say the miracle, and you know, the Rebbe is referring to the Hanukkah lights, and when you light the Hanukkah lights, you say the bracha. You make the blessing with Hashem's name and the Malchus, which means that there is no doubt that Hashem will perform miracles for us in our times. Now, the Rebbe, he wrote to the Rebbe a question. Should he turn to a more doctor that is more expert than Dr. So-and-so, who doesn't say the name? In other words, I guess to get a second opinion about his condition. So why are you worried getting another opinion? Just maybe the other person is going to have another opinion, so how are you going to decide? Basically saying, if you have only one opinion, so then you follow that opinion from the doctor. But if you solicit another opinion, then you might be stuck. So then who do I do? Do I do like this doctor or the other doctor? So the Rebbe says, look, first of all, when the time comes and you get, if you get a different opinion, so then we'll worry about it then. You don't have to think, maybe they will agree, so you don't have to worry about it then. Because now, what is the normal decision? Either it's your own feeling, what you think. Sometimes it is up to the actually to the patient to make a decision. The Shulchan Aruch rules that our heart knows sometimes what best for it. So you have our own sense what is best. Or the Rebbe says, if you have two opposing opinions, you present these two opinions in front of a neutral doctor and you ask him for his decision. May the blessed Hashem lead you in the way that is good in front of you. So he was afraid to ask another doctor. Perhaps the other doctor will have a different view. And the Rebbe says, well, you worry about it. If he has, you don't know. Maybe he's going to have the same view. But what you do in a case when you have two opposing opinion is, number one, you might want to do what your heart tells you to do, and sometimes a patient himself knows what's best for them, or to present both opinions in front of a neutral doctor, and may the Rebbe bless him to Hashem lead you in the good way that's good for you. The Rebbe is also adding the publication that has been published in connection with the Yom HaBoyer, the special clear day of Yutes Kislev. And for sure, you will merit with his the many, in other words, share the words over there from the booklet with many people. So the Rebbe concludes and he says, look, all year round, our sages tell us, even while we're asleep in Golus, Ani Yishena B'Golusa, generally speaking, the time of exile is not only a exile that we're not in Israel on a spiritual level and on a physical level, but it also means that we're basically asleep in exile. We're not as tuned in. But yet, the verse says, Libi Or, but my heart is awake. So while we're asleep in exile, we're still, our heart is still awake for Hashem, for Torah and the mitzvahs. So how much more so during these auspicious days when you open up through a fitting effort in a Jewish person, even the size of the point of a needle, Hashem opens up as the opening of the ulam. And as explained in Chassidus, the specific emphasis here that the door of the ulam, but the ulam did not have any doors. So not only on the advantage in quantity wise that there's a bigger door, there's also an advantage in quality that it's always open. The only thing is you got to make an effort to enter into the courtyard. And this is something the Rebbe has repeated in many of these letters that the Rebbe has written in this time. And the Rebbe says, in between the courtyards of the Israelites and the Kohanim, there were no interruption with a partition. So meaning you can easily advance from the regular courtyard to the Kohen's courtyard, spiritually meaning you can go up from level to level, but you still needed to go up steps. It was on the Temple Mount, so you always had to go up higher and higher, but you didn't have to go through any partitions. So the example of this is understood. The Rebbe is basically saying that we have an opportunity to sort of elevate ourselves and get into the ulam, into the opening that Hashem opens up. This is all year, but now during the Hanukkah time, during Yutes Kislev, during this special time, there is no doors in the ulam. You just got to make it in there. And when you climb, there's no partition, there's nothing stopping you. You just got to climb your way through a proper preparation. So the Rebbe is encouraging to utilize these days to strive to go higher and higher.